Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Julia had a problem. The problem was that Julia didn't have the kind of relationship she wanted. She knew what she wanted. She wanted a balanced, equal partnership with a very supportive partner who was loving and giving as much as she was loving and giving, who was strong and capable of being supportive in all the various emotional and other ways that we need in a partner. But that was not what Julia kept attracting. It was not what she'd had in her last long-term relationship and not who she was with now. Why does this happen? Why do we end up in relationships that aren't the way we want them to be? Why do we continually attract a person or people that aren't the way you want them to be? Well, in Julia's case, and in most cases, there is an incongruity between the version of yourself that you are working to present outwardly to the world, who you want to be seen as, who you want the world to see you as, who you're trying to pretend you are to yourself most days. That exterior, that part of us that often, as Brené Brown would say, does not show her vulnerability, meaning not sharing our truest, deepest self, because we want to project some kind of image. You know, in Julia's case, she said, I wanted to show myself I was strong because of how I didn't feel safe and strong growing up as a little kid in that household. My needs didn't matter. So when I left home, I was going to show myself and show everyone else I could do it on my own. I see myself as a strong, powerful woman. And boy, she was right. And she is right. And you are probably a powerful, strong woman as well. The challenge is when we push down inside of us that other little part from childhood or from that earlier part in life that still has some fear, still feels self-doubt or anxiety about things. The part that might check texts over and over. Why isn't my partner texting me? Are they mad at me? Am I losing them? Do I need to be in control to feel safer in a relationship? The part inside that we're protecting with that strong exterior. When we have that powerful, strong exterior, there's a very good chance that we're not fully connecting, fully sharing all the other sensitive parts that we have deep inside and underneath it. Julia had an inner child that really wanted love, attention, reassurance. But quite often what it got instead was the part of her that was a drill sergeant that would say, just suck it up. Stop feeling that way. We don't have time to be sad right now. Or get over it and just keep moving forward. The fact that she had toughened herself up in order to cope with some of life's up and downs meant that she was no longer honoring that second part of herself. The part that didn't want to always have to just have a hard toughness to her. The part that didn't want to act strong when she felt sensitive. The other thing is she had decided that strong looked a certain way. That strong only looked like this hard, unfeeling automaton. And that vulnerability must mean weakness. Well, as Brené Brown talks about, courage and vulnerability go hand in hand. They are not opposite ends of a spectrum. So to show your vulnerability, to share what's really going on in you takes great courage. In fact, it can be the scariest thing of all. So learning to honor those other parts of you, the parts that are hidden away more, kept safe, protected in the vault, to learn how to share those openly and use our intuition to know who is worth sharing that part with and who is not. That is us beginning to really combine all of who we are into one woman who is available for healthy relationships. Now we are no longer attracting one kind of person or acting one kind of way and ending up in a relationship that doesn't quite fit. Julia had been attracting people who thought she was this amazing, strong, sorted out person, which she was. But because she was not honoring, showing, and sharing the other side of herself, when it came to a time for her to need their support, they didn't want to be that person for her. Presenting one side of ourself is always going to give us incongruent results. Our relationships, the people we attract, will not be the ones we're saying we want. So today, check in with yourself. What is the outward-facing image for yourself that you portray to others when it comes to relationships and dating? Is there another part of you, another side of you, you could choose to love, accept, and vulnerably, not in weakness, but in self-acceptance and strength, choose to share with courage today? Much love. Thank you.